Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
Mark, yeah.
All right. Mark. And it is the show. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. Again, 800-259-9231 is the number you need. Brought to you by SACL CAI. Lots to talk about tonight. I mentioned an immigration story recently, and I want to make sure that we get a chance to cover it. So I'm going to start out with it tonight, because normally the way this show works, when it's working well, is you call in, you talk about anything. We never have a chance to get to any show prep. So if I want to get something out there, I have to do it in the first segment. And it is from the Des Moines Register, DesMoinesRegister.com. The largest workplace raid in Iowa history resulted on Monday in the arrest of more than 300 people and reignited the debate over immigration. As two law enforcement helicopters hovered overhead, dozens of federal agents descended on Agriprocessors Incorporated, the nation's largest kosher slaughterhouse. The 300 people arrested represent almost one-third of the plant's 968 workers, and federal officials said the number of arrests could increase. The number is three times as many as were arrested in a raid 18 months ago at the Swift plant in Marshalltown. 300 people arrested in one sweep on one business.
I can't imagine even how they process that many people.
Probably very slowly.
In Iowa?
Very slowly. They pen them all up, Mark, and they take them at their leisure, I'm sure.
But this is a kosher slaughterhouse? Don't they all have to be Jewish?
I don't think so.
Do they keep their meat money with their milk money?
I don't know what all the rules are there, okay. But months in planning, Monday's raid involved 16 local, state, and federal agencies led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. They executed search warrants related to criminal activity, as well as a civil search warrant for people believed to be in the United States illegally. About 200 protesters on Monday evening filled the sidewalk in front of the gates of the National Cattle Congress Fairgrounds, where those arrested were being taken by bus. They chanted, "We have rights," waved signs that said, among other things, "Honk for human rights." Father Niels Hernandez of the Immaculate Conception Parish in Cedar Rapids came to Waterloo after he heard about the raid. He said, "This is inhumane." The protesters were faced with half a dozen people who shouted, "Send them back!" To which the crowd responded, "We have a right to be here too." I'm glad there were only a half a dozen people that came out to protest the protesters in this case. Those who were supporting the half a dozen people were the ones supporting the raids, while a few hundred people were against the raids.
I don't think most people understand why it is. What's at stake here in this immigration battle that's going on? What it sounds to them like is there's a bunch of lawbreakers out there who want to take over our country and don't want to adapt to our way of life. But what they don't know, what they're not seeing, what's the biggest picture here is a war on immigration is a war on the American people in the same way that the war on drugs is a war on the American people.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that the war on poverty is a war on the American people. Because in order to wage the war on poverty, you have to tax in order to give to the tax heavily in order to give to the poor people.
And you have to take away some rights for security.
Yep. In order to when it comes to the war on drugs. You know, the Fourth Amendment's basically been torn to pieces over this war on drugs, and that's what's going to happen with war on immigration. They're going to want to be able to, they're going to have to check, they're going to make businesses fill out all kinds of forms. You're going to have to hire a new person on, and that's not cheap. Payroll is the most expensive part in most businesses.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea in America of a private business having to check with the government before they can hire somebody is completely absurd.
Yeah, it's pretty anathema to what the concept of liberty is all about.
In a free country.
The idea that you have to ask permission from some bureaucrats.
That's a concept of central planning. That's right. What the Soviet Union was all about. Now, they were bad at it, and we're probably going to be better at it, and that's only a bigger problem.
Yeah. Well, this is a problem here because it is really showing the level of increase as far as the severity of these raids. This is huge. 300 people rounded up in one raid, one incident, and then trucked off to some fairgrounds. Trucked off to be held like dogs, held like animals. Just terrible. You don't treat human beings like this. This is awful.
Well, we don't look, as Americans, we don't look at foreigners as human beings. We really don't.
Well, I do.
I know you do. But generally, that's when you hear
about.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so don't say we.
When you hear about America, when you hear about the news, you know, you hear about a plane crash over in Bangladesh, and then you hear, you know, 400 people killed. There were two Americans on board. Why do you suppose they say that?
To separate.
Yeah. I mean, there's the rest of the human, the riffraff out there, the detritus.
The unwashed masses.
Yeah, the brown people. They're all over. And then there's Americans.
Well, same with war. When they talk about the war casualties, they're talking about how many Americans killed as if they're the only human beings being killed in this war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the hundreds of thousands of Iraqis? Some have estimated even a million.
Right.
And certainly there have been a million Iraqis that have died over the last couple decades of intervention over there. The federal search warrant said immigration officials had filed almost 700 complaints about immigration violations and criminal activity by workers at the Pottsville plant. The activity spans a two-year period, and some workers face multiple allegations. Federal officials allege that as many as three-fourths of the company's workers at the end of last year were using fraudulent Social Security numbers. Last November, the search warrant said, ICE agents interviewed a former agriprocessor supervisor who said some employees were running a methamphetamine lab in the plant and were bringing weapons to work. Now, that seems pretty outrageous.
That is strange.
Are you kidding me?
Do they have proof of this?
No.
Okay.
It's just an allegation from a former supervisor.
Crazy
How
allegation.
Could you, look, I don't know a lot about meth, but I do know one thing. I know manufacturing it stinks.
Yeah.
It smells bad. Are you telling me you could run a meth lab? I understand it's a manufacturing plant, so I'm sure there's all kinds of scents around there, but meth? Wouldn't that smell a little out of place to anybody that's been working there
for a
while?
It's really smelly.
Right, and the supervisor, if he figures out that there's a meth lab being run, what's he kept his mouth shut? He didn't go up to the management and let him know that? I mean, that's the most absurd allegation. Anyway, according to the story here, another source alleged worker abuse. In one case, a supervisor covered the eyes of an employee with duct tape and struck him with a meat hook.
What?
The worker, who'd entered the country illegally from Guatemala, was not seriously injured. He declined to report the incident for fear of losing his job.
Right. See, this is how we create a new slave class in America.
Well, they created it.
But yes,
I didn't.
This is
it.
How the government has created for large businesses a new slave class. Because they come here, they want so badly to have a better life for their kids. They want to be able to make the money. And that's why all of our ancestors came here, is to be free and to make money.
Sure.
They want to come here and make the money. Well, now they're second class, they're third class, they're not even citizens. They're not citizens. And, you know, if you don't come to work, well, we'll just call INS on you. Or if you don't like the way we treat you, we'll call INS on you. You just can't do anything. They can't go, they're below the law.
Another plant worker told federal officials the undocumented workers were paid $5 an hour for their first few months before receiving a pay increase to $6 an hour. Company officials couldn't be reached for comment. The plant, which produces kosher and non-kosher meats, opened in 1987. And then they give us a little bit of history about that. Rumors had swirled across eastern Iowa for several days that one or more raids of meat processing plants were imminent. But federal agents said Monday's action was limited to the Pottsville plant. But you can bet they'll be raiding other businesses soon. And this is not going to stop here. Because if they can get away with taking 300 people away from their lives, 300 people who inevitably have families, 300 people who have people that count on them.
Well, they do it with the justification of enforcing the law. They get that good feeling that, yeah, and they get that adrenaline surge. They get the justification that this is why our department exists. We are bringing in lawbreakers. But what law, you know, I mean, how can you make a person illegal? How can you make existing illegal? How can you make traveling across a border of a free country illegal?
That's right. And there's another factor here, too. There's a market demand for these people to work in this country.
Yeah.
And what they're essentially doing is they're undercutting the so-called bogus minimum wage. If we didn't have a minimum wage and we had market wages, and wages could actually go down in certain situations, you wouldn't have as much of a market demand for these people here.
And we would all benefit from lower costs of goods.
And lower cost of living as well. It also has to do with the fiat currency, but we'll get back to that.
More's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about living in a country where 300 people can just be rounded up in a morning routine and just at a moment's notice? How's that make you feel? This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, the point of the show, you call about what you want. Also, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those, including updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates. freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Going to continue here in moments the story that is just so disturbing. And if you're not disturbed by this story, I would love for you to call in and explain why. Because the federal government this week rounded up in one swoop, one raid on one company, rounded up over 300 people, individuals with families, with lives, 300 people who are trying to make a better life for themselves.
Right, had done nothing more than come to this country in order to earn some money and provide a good life for their family.
I want to hear from you on this one. We'll continue with the story here in moments.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy, and it is. I've used it. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing the story here from the Des Moines Register, it happened on Monday in Postville, Iowa, where it's the largest workplace raid in Iowa history, probably one of the biggest ones in the federal government's history. This is huge. They took 300 people, accused them of being illegal immigrants, and then put them in the county fairgrounds. They were, excuse me, not the county fairgrounds, the National Cattle Congress fairgrounds. And according to the governor, Governor Chet Culver, he said he was told of the raid at about 10:15 in the morning. He appointed a group of state agency officials to help Postville deal with the raid's impact. The governor said federal officials reassured his staff that those arrested and detained will have their rights protected. Oh, yeah? Really?
What about the right of free people to travel across borders freely?
Well, I guess the government doesn't recognize that right.
It's the rights that the government decides they have.
Yeah.
The ever-diminishing rights.
Which is why I'm concerned about
Americans.
That statement, right? Because, oh, their set of rights, that's a little different from the set of rights we might want to ascribe to people having.
Remember the kind of rights that people in Guantanamo have, for instance, versus American prisoners.
The governor said, blah, blah, blah. He said, I have said before that I believe it is important that we crack down on illegal immigration. Illegal means illegal. Not just those that are crossing the border illegally, but also those who are responsible for helping to make it happen. State and federal labor officials confirmed that investigations had been underway for possible violations of labor laws at the Postville plant. The United Foods and Commercial Workers Union, which had been trying to organize their employees, had said it had alerted government investigators that the plant was exploiting underage workers and paying them off the books.
So now they've pretty much shut the plant down.
Pretty much, yeah.
This was better for everyone.
This was a full third of their entire workforce.
Oh, I thought it was like three quarters of their workforce.
Was it three fourths? It might have been. It was a whole lot. Significant.
Yeah.
Okay. It was, about a third. They've got 968 workers total. Now less 300. And look, I'm not saying I support awful working conditions. Not at all.
Well, if people were free to decide where they worked and
they
where
could
they
go
didn't,
wherever they
especially
to.
In this country, they'd go wherever they want, and then, therefore
right.
the places would have to compete based on working conditions.
Usually the way it works is like this, as I understand it, okay, and if you've got more experience at this, please call and correct us or fill us in. But as I understand it, the way it works is somebody decides they want to come here, but they're not willing to make the trip on their own, for instance, so they hire a coyote to bring them across the border. Now, coyote is a black market operator who essentially runs a human smuggling operation. And the deal, you know, depends on how well you're able to pay. If you're able to pay in cash, then you probably won't have any obligations when you get to the other side. But many people are too poor for that.
Right. So,
they sell their labor.
Right, they sell their labor in the future.
Right. And so the coyote probably has people that he knows that are looking for that labor. And so he supplies the labor to, in this case, the whatever the hell it was, the factory, and then they own that person for a certain period of time, and maybe even beyond that, because
indentured servitude, essentially.
Right. Well, because if the Mexican or whoever, I mean, these people are coming from South America as well, but if the immigrant has agreed to, okay, I'm going to work for a year, and then I'll pay, you know, that'll pay off the coyote. Well, after that year comes up, if the management says, well, we know he told you it was going to be a year, but I think we're going to continue to need your services here. And if you decide you don't want to continue working for us, we'll call, as you said, we'll call ICE, and we'll have you deported. And then the whole thing's over with, and you're back to square one. And so they have this very dangerous club that they can use that they hold over their heads.
Mm.
And
the illegality.
Correct. And that would not be there were people able to actually cross borders freely. But that whole idea apparently freaks out some Americans, apparently a whole lot of Americans, because they've been told all kinds of lies and just misinformation.
Mexicans have leprosy and they eat dogs. I know in Laredo, Texas, I've heard of a person who had their dog snatched right off the leash. The guy sat there and ate it right in front of him.
You know what that really is it comes down to dehumanization.
It is.
That tactic.
It's exactly what they did to the Japanese in World War II.
Yep.
It's what they do to this. It's what they do to them camel jockeys over in the Middle East.
Yep.
It's what you do when you're in war. You talk about how bad and inhuman and what apes and what terrible animals the other side is.
So this is a war, then. This is a war on immigration, right?
And you wonder why some of the other immigrants over there are talking about, Aztlan and wanting to take back America and all that other stuff.
Because they feel they're being fought against.
Absolutely. They think that there might be inhuman monsters on this side, and sometimes I wonder if
they're right.
I'm sure there's inhuman monsters on that side, too. But let's not get inhuman about it, shall we?
But why are the conditions so poor in Mexico that they feel they have to pour into here, too? That's the other question.
Government despotic rule.
The United States
has always treated Mexico as a colony, essentially.
Right, and they've actually coddled the Mexican government, which is very corrupt.
Yeah.
A little more from the story here. Buses filled with detainees, and there's actually a photo of one of these buses. It's an all-white kind of bus with a Homeland Security logo on it.
No blue bird on the side?
Blue bird?
Yeah, well, that's what the brand of the bus.
Oh, yeah, I don't see the entire bus. I'm seeing a good section of the bus, and it just looks ominous. The windows are blacked out, and it just is. This is so frightening. This is like fascist America happening right before our eyes to very little objection. Luckily, there were some objectors here. About 200 protesters, again, filled the sidewalk.
200 people. You know what it's like to get 200 people out to a protest? It's very
difficult.
That's
a big deal.
And what difference does it make?
Well, according to this here, we are with you is what they were chanting when the chained gates at the Cattle Congress site opened to admit a bus of detainees at 8:15 at night. The crowd of about 200 people screamed their support. Some were in tears as they shouted, "We are with you. We are all equal." Police looked on during the protest. Waterloo Police Department bureaucrats said the department had protesters move across the street to the sidewalk in front of the fairgrounds. "You can't be on the property here, but you can be on the sidewalk," he told the protesters. "Unfortunately, there's not a lot of area where you can be. This is not conductive to have a vigil." So they, managed to cordon off the protesters.
Oh, sorry, this isn't a good place for a vigil. Can't have a vigil here.
1-800-259-9231. Do you have a permit for that vigil? You're not allowed to gather here without a permit. I'm surprised they didn't arrest some of the protesters. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. Freedom in America. Boy, we are losing it fast. It's Free Talk Live.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, you're fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, you're fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-908-3949. Again, that's 1-800-908-3949. 1-800-908-3949.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, free for you at freetalklive.com. Hey, would you like to move to New Hampshire, but not sure where you're going to live? Well, porkmanor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and showing videos, while renters can find a place where they'll be living with libertarians and even anarchists. It's simple, efficient, cheap, and effective. Go to porkmanor.com. That's P-O-R-C-M-A-N-O-R.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231, yet another tragic day in the sad history of the United States of America, where over 300 people have been stolen from their lives, kidnapped away from their lives, and taken to a detention center for crossing a border without a line in, the sand, without begging for permission
first. The history of the United States has gotten sadder relatively recently. I think we have a great lineage, a great history of liberty in this country, but, it seems like people have forgotten it.
It's just so awful what has happened here, and the story, as we pointed out, there were over 200 people that came out to protest it, but what's that going to do? I mean, I'm not against protesting, I'm not. I've done it before, and I'll do it again, certainly. But it didn't get them to, it didn't make the cops feel bad, release all their guys. The cops probably buy this whole thing, this whole deal hook, line, and sinker, just like the guys in the DEA, they believe, many of them fully believe in the war on drugs. Some of them are actually drug dealers, but that's another story. And so inevitably, many of these cops, these ICE guys, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, are full believers in this war.
Sure.
And I don't think that anybody who's standing outside...
They've been given a uniform and a badge and a gun and been told, you're on the right team. Go out there and fight for the right team.
Stop the enemy. Yeah. So I don't think
and
that
you know,
the protesters...
They didn't go in there with those funny, look, sort of octagonal cop hats. You know, they didn't go in with a... with the normal blue uniform or anything like that. You can
believe
was
a SWAT team, right?
These guys went in with the with that sort of you know, helmet that looks like the Nazi helmet, the sort
yeah,
of
the black.
Pan. Yeah, they had their faces blacked out. They had flak jackets on. These guys didn't look like cops. These guys looked like soldiers. They looked like soldiers of the worst army around because they're all in black.
Well, I want a uniform so I can meet some girls.
Well, apparently it does work for that way. Yeah. Sure, that's one of the reasons they joined up. But,
sure does.
But I'm sure the other one was, you know, to protect the homeland. In fact, I saw on the Homeland Security website today, they're celebrating 5 years of the Homeland Security bureaucracy. And, you know, there's some slogan about protecting the homeland for 5 years or something like that.
I wonder what the homeland really is. I mean, how do you define the homeland?
The fatherland. How about that? That's the answer. I mean, it's the same concept, right? Well, anyway, so these cops, right, they're standing there trucking these people into this holding facility where they'll probably be treated like garbage. And then across the street, there's 200 people that are protesting. And inevitably, I'm sure these cops are thinking to themselves, what's wrong with those people across the street? How dare they come out here? These people are illegal. We're doing the right thing. We're doing the right thing taking these illegal immigrants off the street. These people are taking jobs from Americans, which, of course, is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. There's no shortage of jobs out there. I could go walk down the street today and find plenty of jobs. And, okay, you're going to say, well, you're in New Hampshire, Ian. Well, I used to live in Florida, and there were plenty of jobs down there, too.
There's plenty of jobs where you have to speak fluent English.
Sure.
And you probably weren't going to get a job in a chicken slaughterhouse, were you?
No, and nor was I going to go work out in a field. And, in fact, as we've seen...
Well, they can get me to do those jobs. They just have to pay me remarkably well.
I'm still not interested in, you know, those.
I'm not that interested
jobs.
In it, but, you know, for the right paycheck, we can talk.
Well, what we've seen is that these raids, taking away these immigrants from the fields that they're working in, the factories they're working in, has simply resulted in the factory owners and the owners of the farmland moving their businesses elsewhere.
To Mexico.
Right. The farmers down in Texas, I think it was the onion farmers, but I'm sure they farm various different things. The farmers down there have decided, well, since I can't get the workers that I need here, because apparently once they raided the farm and took away all of the immigrants, then there wasn't this lineup of American-born people standing out there waiting to try to run in and take the new jobs.
You mean that the immigrants didn't steal those jobs?
Apparently not, despite everything that the anti-immigrant crowd says about, well, we're all waiting out here for our jobs to come back. We just want our jobs back.
Though Americans are out of work. I mean, there's, what, 4%, 5% of the population doesn't work, and I swear to God, they're not trying hard enough.
Nope, that's for sure.
I had a radio gig stop one time. Well, I went out to got a job as a taxi driver. It wasn't easy. They didn't give it to me. I had to go out and get a little license to drive a taxi, and they didn't give me minimum wage. I just got paid, you know, for working, you know, driving people around. I got a portion of the meter, so I didn't get a minimum wage. I don't know what the wages were per hour I got. I never bothered to figure it out because I had to pay the mortgage. Nobody else was going to do it. I went out and did it. I wasn't going to lay there and I refused at the time to take unemployment. I might have taken it if it had been easier to get, but I didn't know. I don't know how to go through all that government bureaucracy stuff because I was raised that you don't take anything from the government.
So here it goes. More people being just plucked out of their lives, and the businesses are just going down south. They've moved farms down into Mexico. Hell, the land's cheaper there. And you don't even have to pay the immigrants that much. I mean, these are natives. There are plenty of people to hire down there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's no premium like there is when you import them illegally.
So it's just a tragic story, and you can expect to see more of this continue. We touched last night on some of the police state activities that are going on in the UK, where they are now taking much of the airport scanning technology that we've seen out into the streets. They now have the ability to just pull anybody they want to aside and search them in the UK, and that's you can better believe that kind of stuff is coming here soon. But we know that in New York City, in the subways, they've got guys that are not the SWAT team, but they're something else, there's like interdiction squads or whatever running around through the subways accosting people that they believe look suspicious based on nothing beyond just their whims. It's supposed to be random, but you and I both know that's not the case.
Yeah. And when there's no more guns, there'll be knives. There'll always be a weapon.
That's what it's about in the UK.
And the knives.
The searches on the streets are because of knife crime.
That's right. If there are no knives, they'll find something else. You can make deadly weapons out of almost any household item that could look innocuous in your pocket.
But apparently this is what Americans
want.
They
do it in prison.
Is this what Americans want? Do they want a police state? Because that's what they're getting.
A lot of them do.
Yes, they do.
They do. They figure if you've got nothing to hide, if you're living a righteous, good life like the law tells you to, then what's the big deal? The big deal is, America, that you never know when they're going to come after you for your lawn not being properly cut. You never know when they're going to come steal your child away from you. You never know when they're going to put some kind of sting for a black market taxi after you. All these are stories we've read in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, the last few weeks.
And you know, you never know about your kids. Look, your kids have to learn about the world, and a lot of the ways that a lot of kids learn is by making mistakes. Do you want your kid to go to prison for 10 years for having marijuana? Because we've got zero tolerance in this country now, and that's what happens.
It's really sad to see our heritage slipping away and people are forgetting. You know, we have a Statue of Liberty in New York. We don't have a statue
it's
of democracy.
Like a joke. No.
We don't have a statue of social justice or
statue
security.
Statue of conformity, perhaps?
Or conformity. We have a statue of liberty. The word liberty is on all of our coins.
It seems to me that that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about, is getting people to conform to somebody, someone in power, someone in the halls of government, someone's determination of what a life should be like, of what someone's value set should be, of what someone's morals should be, of the behavior that is expected from others. They expect everyone to behave within this certain very, very narrow parameter, and if you're not behaving in the way they specify you behave, then you're illegal, or the thing you're doing is illegal, and you're going to be punished for it.
Again,
and that's not what liberty is about. It's not what freedom is about.
That's right. You have to have freedom for everyone, or eventually you'll have freedom for no one.
And it seems we're going very quickly in that latter direction. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. And in the continuing in the tradition of intolerance, they've gone after yet another religious group. In this case, children aren't involved, but that doesn't make it any less tragic. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system, the archives, and more. We give it all away. But we do ask that you voluntarily decide to support the show by buying some stuff at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Order great Free Talk Live branded products like hats and t-shirts and hoodies and more. All there for you. Store.freetalklive.com. Continuing in this theme that we were talking about a moment ago of intolerance, this theme of everyone must conform. Because apparently that's what America's about now. It at one point was about something close to liberty and freedom, certainly not for some people in this country. I mean, I never want to suggest that we were necessarily that much more free a couple hundred years ago, because there were some people that absolutely were not free.
Sure. I mean, things have changed, but yes. Government intrusion has gotten bigger.
The government is bigger than it has ever been. In fact, the government, as I understand it, is the biggest in the world right now. It's just tremendous.
How could it not be? I mean, we're the, you know, we're the richest nation in the world,
right? So
also the biggest debtor.
So it has just gone down this awful road to tyranny, which involves people who I'm sure have the best of intentions. I mean, it's a good intention when you want something for someone else. You want someone to experience life in a positive way and in the way that you believe life should be experienced. I can understand that viewpoint. But it's wrong and criminal to force your viewpoint on another person.
The road to hell, after all, is paved with good intentions.
That's right. And liberty is all about honoring other people's choices, even if you disagree with them.
Exactly. You don't have to spend time with the people you disagree with. You don't have to employ them. You don't have to go to the same church with them. You don't have to do anything with them. All you have to do is allow that person to choose for themselves what they want, and allow them to experience whatever consequences may come. If they're doing something self-destructive, they'll destroy themselves.
Yeah,
hopefully they'll pull themselves out of it in time.
That's right. And if you intervene before they're ready to pull themselves out of it, you're going to suck your energy out of you.
Right, and it's going to take that much longer for them to come to their realization for themselves how it's going to be, for them.
Because a lot of that involves enabling, which doesn't work. It just prolongs their strife. And you have to let people hit rock bottom. You can be there to spot them, let's say,
mm-hmm.
but you maybe facilitate their recovery. But you cannot just intervene and and try to help people and baby them. You have to let them be adults. You have to let them fail. You have to let them fall. And when they're ready to get back up again, you can give them a hand. But that's it.
The level of regulation never falls. It never gets lower. It never lessens. There's always more coming. There's always more proposals on the table for more control, more people deciding for you how you should live your life and what things you should do.
We just recently got the tax on cell phones that was instituted to finance the Spanish-American War. Just recently that was done away with.
And that's the only one that we can point to that we've ever even heard of.
Well, I think that the Rural Electrification Board has shrank in size.
Okay.
Right. Do you understand?
The government's still $3 trillion.
Right. It's gigantic.
Growing.
So here's the latest example in a long line, an unending parade of examples of people trying to control others' behaviors and beliefs. The story is from ABC News 2020. Controversial leader of a Texas religious group, because it's easy to go after
those
religious
Texas
groups.
Crazy.
The smaller ones, at least. Called a sex cult by some former members, was arrested for a second time on bigamy charges today. Israel Bill Hawkins, the 73-year-old pastor and founder of the House of Yahweh, was charged by the Callahan County District Attorney with having multiple wives, according to a complaint filed in court.
And who cares about this?
People who only have one wife, Mark.
I guess.
It's apparently not fair that someone else have more than one.
Bunch of hooey.
Hey, Mark, if it were legal, would you have more than one wife if you could?
I don't think I would, no. It doesn't seem like it's worth the trouble.
I think there's a lot of really envious people out there who wish they had more than one wife.
I guess. Is that where this comes
from?
If
you really want that, why not be single?
Well, true. You're right.
I mean, why have wives?
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense. Are they going to go after polygamous people next? No, sorry, polygamous is wrong word. Polyamorous, that's the word I'm looking for. People that have sex with more than one person. People that, for instance, wife swap and what are the clubs they go to? They go to these
swinging clubs. Yeah.
People like that are going to go after them next because they're different.
Well, they don't have a government license to do that, though.
Oh,
see,
I see.
Marriage is a license, so you've got this license, this contract that you've entered into with the state, and you're supposed to, I guess, follow the terms of that contract.
Well, you know, that. I see where you're coming from there, Wayne, and that they may actually have a point. Hey, you entered into this agreement with the state, and you violated that agreement, so they're enforcing it. But still, there's
what
no
they call
victim.
A polygamous sect, and I don't know what's going on here in this particular instance, but you don't have to get. I'm sure that the people are getting living with more than one woman as their wife don't have two marriage licenses from the state.
Well, this man is actually being charged with bigamy. Texas officials said he was, as opposed to polygamy.
Right.
Texas officials said he was arrested away from his compound outside Abilene, Texas, to avoid any potential violence from his followers. Hawkins' followers scuffled with an ABC News producer who was attempting to film the arrest for an upcoming report on the controversial pastor and his group. Hawkins has dominant influence over the members and has asked his members to die rather than let him go to prison, according to Callahan County District Attorney Shane Deal. Says, I've taken him at his word when he says that, and we have to take him seriously. According to the complaint filed against Hawkins, he has multiple wives and is listed as the father of children born to two different young women last year. In an interview for 2020, Hawkins' former wife Kay says he began to preach polygamy after he was caught having an affair with the church secretary. He began to rewrite the scriptures, she said. Any scripture that didn't go along with more than one wife was rewritten to imply that it was all right to have more than one wife. Which should give those of you who worship scriptures a hint as to how easy it is to... Well, write anything down that you damn well want to write down in some old book.
You know, from what I understand through history, there have been times where polygamy was permitted, especially after times of war or famine when a lot of men died off and there were a lot of women and few men.
Well, even so, when you have an instance, well, the powerful are always going to have what they want. And like you said, some men would like to have more than one wife, so the powerful men are going to want to have... They make the rules, they decide, and if some poor guy has to go without a wife because some rich guy has two, well, so what?
Well, a lot of rich men also have a wife, and then they have a bunch of mistresses, too. And so you have one wife that you've got this marriage contract thing with, and then what happens when a rich man has a wife with three kids, and then he has a couple kids with some mistress? I mean, isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, I don't think that it even matters. I mean, you know, if a woman wants to have sex and get, get hitched up with a guy who's already got a wife and live together, all three of them, and happy, holy matrimony, fine.
Would the government, now I don't know much about the government marriage license process, and both of you gents have gone through this process. Do they check you out? Do they verify who you are? And how could this guy have more than one?
The easiest thing in the world to get. They just want your $75.
Okay, so this guy really could go and get more than one marriage license.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he's had more than one marriage license, or if he's had ceremonies, common law type ceremonies, right, and not actually gotten the license with multiple women.
I don't imagine why in the world he would want the license. You would think someone like this would realize that the government is his enemy, essentially. Why would you want to enter into those agreements? Do they not understand that? And it doesn't make it clear in the story here. Hawkins told 2020 that he only has one wife, and that he's being persecuted because of his religious beliefs.
Sounds to me like he only has one wife, then.
He says, they hated me more than anybody that's ever been arrested in Callahan County. There's nothing wrong, according to Yahweh's laws, he says, with having more than one wife, but he insisted that he follows the laws of man, which prohibit multiple wives. According to the arrest complaint, Hawkins teaches his followers to lie to law enforcement officials about the multiple marriages. Well, good for him. No reason to tell him the truth. They're just going to get you in trouble. The complaint cites a House of Yahweh document that requires followers to take the oath, I understand, agree, and accept that if I break this vow in any way, that I will be eligible for and worthy of the second death in the lake of fire.
Dear God, he's killing them off in hell if they disagree with what he says.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't disobey the preacher. He'll send you to hell.
It's his agreement.
Yeah,
I'm not the oath.
I don't think we can even deny the guy might be a little twisted here, you know?
No, I wouldn't deny that.
Not at all. He's
a weirdo. I'd just say that he's free to do what he wants.
Among consenting adults.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry. They're never going to live the way I want them to live. They're never going to do it. People aren't going to do it.
I want them to live how they want to.
I might as well let them live however they want to.
You know, I love the way Mary Ruart puts this. She says, you know, when trying to control others, you end up being the one who's controlled, ultimately.
It's so true. It's so true. And, in fact, we're glad you brought her up. I'm actually working on getting her on the program. So
awesome.
For the very first time ever. We've never had Dr. Mary Ruart on the show.
I talked to her through email, and she had agreed years ago to come on.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Well, that's going to be happening, I don't know, when. I've just gotten in touch with her campaign as of today, so keep your pantyhose on for that one. Hour two is coming up.
Okay, I will.
Take control. Bring up
Yes, sir.
Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Coming up here, we still have a lot to cover, including Wayne, an email from Hillary Clinton. I don't know. I'm not much for politics. We'll see what this is all about. You tell me it's worthwhile, we'll get to it here. Hour two is coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.